لله نحمده سبحانه وتعالى ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله سبحانه وتعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير والله الواحد الأحد الحي الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وتركها على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك فصلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. يقول المولى عز وجل في كتابه العظيم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. أما بعد my dear brothers and sisters in Islam إن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار نعوذ بالله سبحانه وتعالى من النار. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, last time I was here, we shared together the importance of the Salah. And we promise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do the prayer the right way He's asking us to do it, as we learn from the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he learned it from Jibreel alayhi salam. Today I don't have a topic. Few words, eight words, I'm going to share it with you. Eight words because a sister from this community called me and she said, did you hear about brother Salim who passed away? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala award him the Jannah, inshallah. And she was describing for me, which I don't know, how generous he is for the poor and needy in the community. How he's helping and supporting. What we call it in Arabic word, that is the seerah. That's what you hear about the person, how good he is, how he is helping the others. And today we have a janazah in the Center for Islamic Studies for Brother Farooq after the Jum'ah. Brother Farooq, he insists to pray the dhuhr in the masjid. After the Dhuhr Salah, he went out, he fed, and he died. Now, why I'm sharing that? The good deeds is there. When the brother told me he died, I said, Alhamdulillah, I wish I can die the same way he died. Congratulations, this is a good news. Because the Prophet ﷺ, he said, يُبْعَثُ الْمَرْءُ عَلَى مَا مَاتَ عَلَيْهِ. You come in the day of judgment, by the last thing you did in your life. What is the last thing they did? A good deed. Imagine he finished his salah, he's in wudu, and he meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isn't it great? So if we talk about these eight words, the first one of them, al-hayat, the life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ بَعَثْنَا الْإِنْسِ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدَانِ. He created us, the ins and the jinn, only to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are in this dunya, life, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He need to watch us, what we are doing as a ibad, as a servant, to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything alive in the dunya, pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what we are doing in our hayah, in our dunya, yes, we enjoy our life, we enjoy our business, we do everything good, we're married, we have kids, we have money, we have houses, we do everything good. But that's not the whole thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for. He needs us to obey Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, to carry His da'wah, the da'wah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The way you act, the way you deal with the others. You need the non-Muslim to look at you, mainly brothers and sisters, these days before the Christmas, with everybody mention Isa alayhi salam as Jesus Christ and the Christmas. We need to be alert. We need to understand that Isa from the generation of who? Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ishaq is the only one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lifted him up. After the Haya, we will die. No matter what. It's timing. It's timing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they saw him throw two small stones. He said, Ya Rasulullah, what is it? He said, this is the future and this is the life. He mentioned that the future is the Jannah and the life is the place in the Jannah. That's what he's focusing. The Sahaba, all of them, they love to work in the dunya to enter the Jannah. So our life is completely different than the Sahaba. The Sahaba, they did all their life praying ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are getting closer, believe or not, to the month of Ramadan. And the Sahaba in the Sha'ban, they used to pay the zakah. They say Ramadan is the shahr of the ibadah, only to obey. Imagine this is the life of the Sahaba and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Looking how they can enter the Jannah. That's their project. Today in the dunya, we all think about money, shopping, doing everything, and the salah is the last thing in our life. We don't think about the moment we enter the grave. And Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he's asking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man huwa al-kayis ya Rasulullah? Who is the best ya Rasulullah? He said, the one who's always remembering the death and work for it. And in the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saw a gathering and they are in the cemetery. He said, what they are doing? He said, Ya Rasulullah, they dig a grave for someone who passed away. So he's getting closer and closer, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said there, and they said, وَلِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَفَعَلُوا. For all that, do the work. Prepare yourself for this moment. How many of us prepare himself for this moment? In the haya, in the dunya, our father Ibrahim alayhi salam, when the angel of death arrived to take his soul, he said, Al-Khalil, Allah, he sent me over, take your soul. And he said to him, how come the one who loved me, you will take my soul? He returned back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said, oh Allah, did you hear what is Ibrahim al-Khalil says? He said, yes. Go back to him and tell him, how come the one who you love and the one he loved to meet you and you don't want it? He said, no, but now take my soul. Al-Habib, he loved his Habib. The one who love each other. Allah and Ibrahim alayhi salam. But the one who knows it was Ishaq alayhi salam. When the angel of death arrived and he took it to his father, he said, oh father, I know he's here. He's the angel of death. If he come to me, it's fine. For my mother, it's fine. But he's for you. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he wasn't ready for that. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was generous, but he was talking to the angel of death. And he said to him, can I see your face, how you take the soul of the believers, the one who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He said to him, turn your face. They turned back. He saw him like a moon, lightning, bright, nice, amazing. He said, wallahi, if the believers saw that, they would love to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said to him, how will you take the soul of the disbelievers or the people who didn't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He said, it's hard, you don't need to see that. He said, I want to see it. Turn your face again, Ibrahim. When he come back, he saw a black, scary face. This is the time of death when the angel of death arrived. Is the person who did the right thing in his life? Not to worry, he's going to see a beautiful face. He's the only one who can see that. No, good Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked Allah permission. The angel of death can take the soul and the person cannot see it. Because it's hard and tough. But he will show them the places in the Jannah or a hellfire wal'iyadu billah before he takes his soul. This is our life. Our life when we leave, we're going to leave everything behind us. Nothing will help us, none, except your deeds, good or bad. The second word is the death, al-mawt. From the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the human being, everyone we are know about it, from Adam, all the prophets, everyone died except Isa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lifted him up. If they don't believe in that, ask them very simple question. Since you born in this dunya, did you see any change in the sky? Who holding it? Who holding it? Is it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So he will be able to do anything subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you don't believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Isra and the Mi'raj, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went up and get the salawat from there, that's Allah. The one who is holding the sky is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So only Isa. But we know that Adam, Nuh, Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, Muhammad, all die. And we will die. It's only timing. Today you see the leaves of the tree everywhere in the streets. That's how we're going to drop too. Same thing. You're getting dry and became powder. And we're going to die. Our body will be a food for the worm in the grave. That's how it is. But the death is the truth. We have to face it no matter what. But when we die, how is the grave? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said it's very dark, scary. My brother, when he called me yesterday regarding the cemetery in Port Washington, he said, do you know how much the price today? Now we talk about the price. You prepare yourself for brothers and sisters. It's getting up to $8,000 for 6 feet dirt in the top of my body or your body. They raise it another $2,000. Even the death, even to bury the person, it's getting hard and hard. Now think about the dirt in the top of my body or your body. Dark. No one with us. How is it? But listen to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, it will be lighting and a bright for the believer who died in the state of the Islam. He's not worried about anything because he's doing his salah, his zakah, he's okay, he never hurt anyone else. Has a beautiful heart. Those Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make their grave lightning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let all of us in the same situation, inshallah.
Amen.
And the people who lived in the dunya, who we love, in this situation too, inshallah.
Amen.
And the dark and squeeze the person. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everyone will get this squeeze in the grave. And if anyone can save from that, would be Mu'az ibn Jabal. Sayyidina Mu'az ibn Jabal, 70,000 angels attend his janazah. And he didn't get saved from this squeeze of the grave. We will get it, all of us. Dark. That's brothers, no money, no food, no refrigerator, no bed, no blankets. We are in the cold weather, we don't know what is there. We have nothing there except your good deeds. Facing the malaika to answer the question in the grave. That's how the death is. It's hard and tough. And no one will remain waiting and sitting in your grave waiting and asking you questions. Everybody will bury the body and go and leave. We will be our memories. If they remember us in their prayer and their salah, we are lucky. Because now the life is getting very busy. Getting very busy. The phone is controlling our life today. We don't see a people like before opening the Quran and the Mus'haf. We don't see a people before put time and effort in the masajid like before. Before the people run to the masajid to listen, to recite Quran, lectures. But today, even the lecture, we get in by the Zooming. If you have time, you turn the TV on or your iPhone on and you do something else, but you listen. We not concentrate like before. We lost our memories. Before, we remember all the phone numbers. We call 123. Today, we lost these memories. Let me go to the contact list. If you lost your phone, you lost everything. Where is our memories? We know why? Because we lost the way to memorizing the Quran. We lost the way to memorize the hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is haya and maut. And then al-bath. We come in after. This is the third word. We will come back no matter what. And how come? The first one is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they will follow. Dirt. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Drop the rain. And we come, we grow up again. And we come for the day, the word number four, the day of judgment. It's really scary. How many people perish? We look at ourselves here in numbers. Imagine the whole world from the time of Adam alayhi salam, and how many people? How do you run together? How do you walk together? Who knows each other? Do you think today I will remember my grandfather, which I never see him in my life? Definitely not. How are we going to go together? Generation from now, for 10 years, 20 years, do I know who they are? No. So it's going to be a huge number, like a war, walking together, dirt everywhere around us, until we stand in al-hashr front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The day of judgment. Lucky who got the book by his right hand. Unlucky the one he got it by the left hand. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ. That's فَعِيشَةٌ رَاضِيَةٌ. He's the best. And the one get by the left, he say, I wish I didn't get it. I hope I didn't get it. But you cannot hide your hand. The book will come and reach in the hand no matter what. That's what you did in your life. That's what you did in the dunya. That's how you took it with you in the grave. And that's how you come from the grave to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala waiting for you to give me this book. Not only that, in this day, we cannot run from anything because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let everything in part of your body talk about you, what you did. And we send you a tongue. Why you talk? أَمْتَقْنِ الَّذِي خَلَقَكَ. The one who created you, he's the one. Let me speak. This is the tongue, the hand, the leg. Everything will be a witness against me or you if we are doing bad deeds. This is the day of judgment. Then we're going to go, fifth is the Sirat. We're going to pass the Sirat no matter what. Everyone will cross. How are we going to cross the Sirat? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, maybe as a group, the same masjid people together, individual, family together, all depend on the deeds. How? Don't think. Because this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and that's what happened. Thin, like a single hair, and how all of these people will cross. Some people, they will fail. Some people will cross. But what is waiting there? Al-Hawd. Al-Hawd al-Kawthar. That's what Sayyidina Muhammad is waiting for his people there to give a civil war. To enter 7 or 8, the Jannah or the Hellfire, wal'adhu billah. 8 words, take my brothers and sisters. We need to work hard before we go down. When we talk about the death, this is end of our dunya. So we have to understand we are leaving no matter what. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask every single person about his family first. He's not going to ask you about me. Unless you give me da'wah, you tell me something good, amal, a best job you did it for me, you advise me, you give me a hadith, you give me some lecture, you let me memorize some Quran, that's different. But you will be asked about your family first. And before your family is you. يَوْمُ لَا يَنْفَعْ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. No money or kids would help you, but you would be responsible, you'd be asking for it. Even the girls at home, it's responsible from you, my brothers. Until she gets married, then she will be responsible from her husband. That's how is the life. The life has to go the right way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it. We leave the dunya. We're not taking anything with us. What is the good deeds? I wake up in the morning. I have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do my prayers. I do my sadaqah. I do my zakah. I don't care about the money. Money is not the whole thing in our life. Money can come and go. Time will come, the money will never help no one. But what is good? When you extend your hand to the righteous, to the people who need it, for the poor and need, when you look at the earth and where they are, what is going on? They describe the whole world today as a place of a war. People fighting, army against each others, watching each others, virus, they throw in each others. As a believer, we don't care. As a believers, we protect ourselves by our wudu, our salah, closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to die in the state of the Islam. And the last word in our dunya is La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. Because later on, my dear brothers and sisters, wallahi, no one will help you or help myself. No one will help. We're going to be carried by the others. No matter what. You cannot live more than what we live today. Today is over 60. How many more years I'm going to live? I don't know. It can be a second. It can be now. I'm telling you, the brother bring the door, by the door he died. What else we are waiting for? To correct ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? To return back to Him? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is great. He's asking you, if you need any forgiveness, He will give. He will give it to you. But you cannot go back for any bad deeds. Today, my dear brothers and sisters, the masajid, if you count how many teenagers there, few. Few. Where is the teenagers? Yes, we pray, but where is our kids? We are responsible. You would be asking for it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The way you deal with your family, you would be asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about it, how you built it, how you built the iman inside your home, how you pray. The brothers who died has some guest in his house. And the people was laughing yesterday. But serious. His heart connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They want to do salah together inside the house. Then they start making iqamah. Iqamah is a part. Then he stopped the guy and said, can we call the adhan? See how is the alert? Adhan is a sunnah. But the iqamah is a part. But see how his heart connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He worried. He want to hear the adhan. He want to hear the adhan. But today we don't want to hear the adhan. We come to the masjid at last second. 5 minutes before the khutbah ended. Why? Why? Can you tell me how many minutes or how many hours or how many days you're going to continue this dunya? No one knows. No one knows. The brother asked his family, what do you need so I can bring it in my way? I finish my work. We need so and so and so and so. Hour later, he didn't come to the house. Nothing happened. All the phone call arrived. What they said? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Is an accent, his way, he died. Advice, one brother gave it to me yesterday. I'm going to share it with all of you. It's very important. in your wallet, your pockets all the time, brothers, sisters. Nothing wrong with that. You didn't lose your mind or your memories. No. Keep it in your pocket, your phone, or somebody's phone and the name on it. It's very easy and simple. One brother died, you don't know who he is. The phone is locked. You cannot open now, you know the phone now by the face, whatever. Password, everything locked. Nobody knows who he is. Small paper in your pocket will help. Because we don't know. We don't know. Don't get me wrong that you lost your memory. No. Because we're not guarantee ourselves for how long we're going to be in this dunya. I leave my wallet in the car because I have something and I walk away, I die. Nobody knows who I am. How are they going to contact with the family? It's a small thing. Keep it in your wallet or your pocket. It can help a lot. It's advice. So brothers and sisters, we need to work for this moment. The moment when we leave the dunya to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to meet Him the right way, inshaAllah. Qulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisa'ikum. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, the truth and the beautiful word we learn from Muhammad and his companion صلى الله عليه وسلم, the death, it's not a bad word. The Sahaba, they were rushed to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they did everything good. They did not worry when they leave the dunya. Because what they did in their life connected and linked to the messages and to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when his salah, he said, today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me bushra, I will have son Ibrahim. And I will give him the name like my father Ibrahim alayhi salam, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through Jibreel alayhi salam, told Rasulullah, you will be the same shape, like if you want to see Sayyidina Ibrahim, is the same like Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I will give him the name Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took Ibrahim away from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his heart was broken. And he said, oh Allah, if I don't know the first one in this dunya will meet the last one, I will try the whole my life because of him. But he knows, you're going to meet together. But where we're going to meet together as a family, brothers and sisters? We need to meet in Jannatullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to meet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the prophets. We don't need to wait until the last moment in our life. Today, we're getting closer to the end of the year. Every one of us, if you open your wallet and get your ID, is a calendar, you get it older 1 year. I get older 1 year too. We're not going by the Islamic calendar, but the Miladi calendar. How we get it older 1 year and we still not thinking about the Akhirah, the Day of Judgment, about the time of the grave. Do I prepare myself for this moment? As Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that, prepare yourself for this moment. Yes, we counted 1 year older, but how we end it? Are we waiting until the end of December and between December and April to pay the tax or to pay the zakat? It's going to be the same time with Ramadan. You pay tax? Or you're gonna say, I pay my zakah? No, I pay my tax. The tax will be taken away from you no matter what. Before you get your check, they take the tax. But this is the zakah, which we run it from. This is our zakah. Today, the Muslims, they carry the most money in the whole world. They are very rich. None of the country is poor. Saudi Arabia today, they have bars and joke and cancer and all of that now today. They're assuming Allah give them a place to get the money. While Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of the dua Ibrahim, the one who called you Muslims, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this land rich. So they ignore the deen of Allah and you go for the movies and stars and all these things. They take wrong direction. Today in Egypt, they have a beautiful buildings, castles, unbelievable amount of money. I never think about it in my life. Millions of dollars to buy a house, and they buy The brother said to me, what do you think you are? You coming from Saudi Arabia, they make them like that. I said, what about the people who die from no food? The people who eat from the garbage? You build these houses to whom? To the government? To the thief? What are they going to take with them? You know what? One of the direction, the day of judgment, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the poor and the lot of kids just go into the jannah, they have nothing. But the rich come. من أين لك هذا? From where you get the money? Mm-hmm. How you spend it? How? Stay longer. Because he didn't take in care what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking for it. People live in a castle and people eat from the garbage. That's how they are. People live in a cemetery, yes. But two different parts. They are very poor for real, and people live in cemetery to sell the bodies. My body and your bodies when you die. They take it out and they sell it for the medical school people. Watch. They are very wealthy. They live far, but they come. When the person die, they bury the person. You go home and the body will be pieces. We need a leg or a head. That's how it is. I saw it. My heart was breaking pieces. I thought they are poor, but they're not. They sell my body and your body. Yes, in this country, they cannot do that. They cannot do that. But today they start with camera everywhere. But the camera of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. He's watching everything subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will meet him subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, please work very hard for this moment. The moment will no one helping us except our deeds. Your zakah is very important. Your salah is very important. Together. Today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened Mecca for us again for the Umrah and Hajj. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala write it for all of us. Amen. And part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remind us after inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. He said, inna as-safa wal marwata min sha'a'irillah. This is among Allah. Allah put it after that, after the death, reminding us to clear your sins. If you have the ability to go ahead, don't be lazy. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of us to live this dunya the right way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking for it. Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana, kaffir 'anna sayyi'atina, ishfi mardana, irham mawtana, irhamna ya arham ar-rahimin, ikrimna ya akram al-akramin, nas'alaka al-janna wa na'imiha, wa na'udhu bika min an-nar wa shururiha. ارزقنا شربة ماء من حوض الكوثر من يد محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا الله, let us all meet with محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في جنات النعيم. We see all the prophets inshallah. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. عباد الله, رحمكم الله. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى ونهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العلي العظيم يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم.